Almost like a unimoon.
Did she go to Chippendales?
No, she went to the Chagrin Falls Historical Society.
Ah, see, once a month, my wife gets together with the girl, and they go somewhere.
Yeah.
They go out to eat, and I always tease her to tell her she's going to Chippendales.
Chippendales, yeah. you would have come to that with my church pancake breakfast, because they had this cop there.
Yeah.
You call Central Casting to send a police officer, you know. And I was waiting for him to bring the boombox out. You know? All the ladies in the church were gaga over the Boardman police officer that they sent to. We have a daycare, and
yeah.
we had to have a security guard because we had a church function, and
yeah.
they sent this guy, and everybody's,
oh. Oh my God.
Well, I got questions for you guys. President Trump was in town last night.
Yes. Well, not here.
In state
around.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the state is only as big as a town.
Well, I mean, for us, it's a town.
So why didn't somebody go and tell him that he owes me a man?
I was busy trying to get your man back.
You didn't make the cut?
I may have got your man back.
She didn't make
the cut. Yeah. I figured you were
high. You did what?
I figured you were enough of... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What did you say?
Jeff,
what did you say?
I figured you were enough of a power player, you'd have got an invite to that supper last night without any cash.
Yeah.
Limited seating, man.
$70,000 grand a couple.
$70,000 a couple last night.
$75,000 a couple.
Oh, 75.
This was the one in Canton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$28,000 for the reception beforehand. A person.
Somebody better talk with Tom about the cost of our tickets for our event. It's got to get those up a little bit.
You know, I come from the thought of Asian America. More for less. Because if you wait on people to write you a $70,000 check the week before tax day, that usually doesn't happen.
Can I ask how many showed up?
No.
Well,
we don't know yet.
It was corporate tax day last week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you had a corporation,
yeah,
you had to file March 15th.
And my accountant filed my extension like he always does.
I hope mine did.
Oh, you're a corporation?
Too.
Yeah,
okay.
We have an S-Corp.
Oh, okay.
My wife's the president, and I'm the vice president.
I thought about doing that again.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to be with him tonight. I got to ask him that. I didn't even think to ask him.
If he filed your extension?
Yeah. Did you file my extension? Oh,
my problem is I got wrapped up in a deal with another guy, yeah. And I've got an LLC sitting out there in the middle of nowhere, and I can't get my former partner to do the taxes for that LLC so I can do all my taxes.
Why does
it
sound like you have an LLC like sliding in the wind?
Oh, I don't do anything without an LLC.
No, you said I got an LLC out there and I can't get my other partner. It's like drifting in the wind.
It is.
Well,
because,
that's what they do. They drift.
We formed an LLC and we flipped the house and then we decided we couldn't get along, so we've disbanded the LLC.
That's always it. Always happens when you go into business with people.
But you know, we're still friends. We just can't get along and do
lucky.
Business together.
We just can't get along.
We just can't do business together. we get along great. We go shooting together, and
You don't want to marry. So it's like those people that get married and then they get divorced and say they want to be best friends. Is that what that is?
Well, it's easy. It's easier in many cases when you don't. It's easier when you don't have. The bonds of matrimony per se to be friendly with somebody.
Yeah,
because that means that the man can't take the nagging and the woman can't take what the man's not doing to get nagged about. So when you eliminate that, then there's no issues.
And so the same thing in business sticks?
Well, sort of. I mean, I can't be in business with anybody because I just go do stuff.
You're in business with
And when
me.
You're in business with somebody, well, no, you're kind of the boss.
Yeah, well,
I'm a junior.
Well, no, that's
different. You're the senior partner in this. Yeah, because we were equal partners, and I would just go do stuff, and then he would get upset because I didn't consult him, and I'm like, well
that's hierarchy. I was in a conversation yesterday. They were like, well, why do you have to call this person? I said, because they're the chairman. I'm not. It's just a proper protocol. Let me call, let them know what I'm doing, make sure he's okay with it before I just go out and do it.
Sure.
That's something that we need to teach people.
Protocol.
Hierarchy is important. You need to make sure that you go through the levels.
Chain
sometimes
chain
you got to
chain of command.
Chain of command. Yes.
Sometimes you got to jump over a couple, couple people because they're just stupid along the
well,
way.
Well, see, in the military, you don't jump over anybody and do anything.
Oh,
really.
What's wrong with the military?
That's how you get your legs cut out.
Yeah, you get, yeah. They'll cut you off at the knees and leave you defeated.
I saw a cartoon
on Facebook the other day. It was a chief petty officer asking a sailor why he shouldn't drum him out of the Navy. He says, because I make really good conversation in the chief's quarters.
Listen, I got a question for you guys. I'm reading an article about a woman, and inside of this, it says single sex spaces.
Single what?
It's single sex spaces.
Okay.
Is
it a positive or a negative?
A single what spaces?
Sex? Spaces. Yeah, in other words, safe spaces for single sex.
Procreation.
Oh, safe single sex spaces?
It's called single sex spaces.
Oh, single sex spaces.
Huh?
Seashells down by the seashore.
So now... I can make so much.
Do I get money when they burn down my she shack? That's my favorite commercial. I'm getting a better she shack.
This is from The Guardian. Excluding trans women from single sex spaces is cruel and impossible. What does that mean?
Oh, okay.
What does it mean?
Oh, that'd be like all male restrooms and things like that.
Single sex spaces. That makes sense.
So what?
Because I was really going to go into a really bad place.
Well, no.
Not in a bad place.
It's easy to
not
go there with that
not
name.
On this place, then you're not going to go to a bad place.
Don't go to a bad place.
Don't go to a bad place. No, that's like a restroom. That's a single-sex space.
Oh, so...
Jeff, wait a minute.
So the ladies' room now is cruel because it's a single-sex space.
Yes.
Oh! That's what that means?
Yeah,
so you guys have been cool because you've been making me go to the ladies' room by myself with my girlfriends all these years, and I couldn't invite you guys? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cruel.
Oh, man.
Cruella DeVille.
Cruel. That's right.
Have we lost our minds?
The answer is yes.
I was saying cotton picking, but they say cotton picking is now cruel, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that cruel?
Oh, yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, racist.
Cotton picking is racist.
So what about pee picking? Tennessee or any fork? Can you bless your pee picking heart?
Yeah, bless your little pee picking heart.
So pee picking.
Tennessee any fork?
Pee picking.
I guess that's cruel, too. So pee picking, cotton picking, and going to the ladies' room is all cruel.
That's cruel. You're not allowed to do that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I need to go to the ladies' room. What am I supposed to say?
You know what you say. What you need to do is what you say to the people to tell you that. But I can't say that on the air.
Yeah, you can't say that on the air.
No, don't say that on the air,
Mark.
Just wait
till after the show.
That's how you handle it.
Send us an email.
We'll send it to you. They understand that language.
Does that really sound insane to normal people?
It is.
That someone would even come to their mind to put an article anywhere that says excluding trans women from single sex spaces is cruel.
I have a name for it.
What?
Self-righteous narcissism.
Our whole society's lost its collective mind. All of Western society is going down the tubes right now.
Yeah. People got in their mind. They want to, you know, and it is obsession to the point, and I was thinking about this driving in this morning, that Michael Savage was right. We were talking earlier. It is a mental disorder, and it is serious. I call it self-righteous narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about narcissism in all of this. Self-righteous narcissism is the belief, I'm making myself look good. Look at me. Look how intelligent I am. Look how much I care.
Mark,
I care more than you care.
Mark, when I come back from break, I want you to explain what is a narcissist, what is a sociopath, and why are people just stupid. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-82. Got Jeff Sticks and Mark in studio. I'm Tracy. We'll be right back. Are you getting the feedback like I am in my ear?
I'm getting some static when you get too loud.
Well, I've got a feedback in my ear that is insane. I hear everything three or four times.
No, I'm not.
Look on your screen
because
whenever
are you hearing it
happens,
there? So it's just me. I am not crazy.
Your screen was. I mean, when you did it on screen, we could all hear it.
What did we do? What on screen?
The delay.
What delay?
The delay that you usually get if you get a delay if you hit a certain button on your screen.
What button is that?
I don't know what it is because I can't see it.
Whatever button it is, I need to.
I'm sitting behind a button.
I need to find out what button that is.
Is it in your blog talk?
No.
Is it in your board to control everything? Well, I don't know where you're getting feedback.
Don't know. It just showed up this morning. It wasn't this way yesterday.
Yeah, I understand. Because
I didn't do anything different today besides turn everything on. And everything wasn't even up.
Now, here's the one thing. I hear bleeding of the guy talking. But you're saying coming out of the headphone, you're hearing what the guy is saying up in Cleveland.
Okay. I'm hearing commercial, but right now there's no delay. But when we're all up, there is a major echo reverb. I'm in the Swiss Alps over here.
Well, you got to see whether it's on there too. You're late.
I haven't brought up Facebook yet either.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. That's 6 Lloyd, Bert, and Jeff Green, and Mark Mangi, and I'm Tracy Wimbush. We're all in studio, and we want you to come in studio with us and give us a call at 516-595. I'm back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Call in number is 516-595-8258. Got Mark Six and Jeff in studio with me. I'm Tracy. And we're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown with Fred and Lucy Moran at the helm. And if you need replacement windows, you need to call Next Window. It's 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that you heard it on Tracy and Friends. I'm quite sure they'll take very, very good care of you. And you can use local dollars going the local way. And we need to do that more often. We really need to start really considering local families when we go out to purchase if we possibly can.
And it's the time of year to do it.
Yes,
a lot of people
is.
Are going to be putting – I've been watching a lot of windows being replaced in houses.
Yeah,
it's time to do it.
It's warm enough. It's warm enough. Your house isn't going to get cold, and it's cold enough that you don't have to worry about letting the air conditioning out.
Yeah, yeah. That was the time to do it. Call Fred. They'll be out.
I can't wait to have Fred on. So interviewing him and talking to him about replacing windows, sometimes you don't pay attention to windows. You know, I mean, if it's not bothering you, you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
You put them down, you close them, you open them, and you just want them to work.
Yeah.
And when you talk about replacement windows, when you talk about why you do that and how much money it will save you in the long term,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really, really remarkable.
Yeah.
Because I said, well, Fred, why would I have a house, I got windows, they're not broken, why would you do that? He said, because air going out, air coming in. I'm like, okay, I get that.
Yeah, you've got to have him on just because he's an interesting guy to start with. I mean,
yeah, he is.
He's
got a great story.
Fred's got great stories.
He's got great stories. He is. Ad hominem.
Does he have the one about the blonde?
No.
No.
No. No, I love
the
blonde.
The window salesman called the blonde up and says, you know, you
oh,
haven't
no.
paid on these windows.
Oh,
and,
no.
And she says, well, of course not. When you sold them to me, you said they'd pay for themselves in a year. And the guy hung up and never called back again.
And that after he shot himself.
Six, you're done. You're done.
What?
I asked you before we went to break.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
Yeah.
Narcissist.
Well, a sociopath is somebody that has...
Dumb. Ad hominem.
Ad hominem. So what do you want to... Well, you know, ad hominem is when somebody... attacks the person rather than the argument they're making. So when Trump says, I think we need, we have an immigration crisis down at the border and we have to do this to fix it. We have to get our immigration laws in order. And the CNN guy says, you're a racist. That's ad hominem.
So now when the word ad hominem came to me and I'm going, they said, don't you know what that means? I'm like, no. So I went around the place because we were in a group full of people,
mm-hmm.
and there was a cross section of people. So I went around the whole place asking them, "Do you know what ad hominem is?" And most people said no. And I said, "I just wanted to make sure that I'm not the only dummy in the room." So I looked up ad hominem.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to tell me that President Trump does nothing but ad hominem.
Yeah.
Because I called that I called Jeff's other girlfriend. She might be your
Which
girlfriend.
One?
Pocahontas.
Hiawatha?
Not Hiawatha, Pocahontas.
That's Hiawatha.
I called Pocahontas Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
And they said
that A.K.A. Hiawatha.
Does that make you a racist?
Pocahontas.
That's you made an ad hominem comment. That's
what did he do?
He made an ad hominem comment.
How did he make, what did he say?
Because he just called you a name, not arguing anything
you
said. Because
you said Pocahontas, that makes you a racist.
It makes you a racist.
So now we did our first true ad hominem.
Yeah, your argument is this woman lied on her employment records and blah, and she did this and that and the other thing, and Stick says, you're a racist, that's an ad hominem.
And now we've got the full meaning of the word ad hominem. That is the word of the day.
And the thing is, they want to use that with Trump. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to look at ad hominem, turn on CNN and you'll
every
see
day.
About every day, 24
every
hours
day.
A day. That whole network is that.
Every
CNN is a CNN ad hominem network.
Yes.
Every liberal I interact with does that.
Right.
Yeah.
When you get them on facts, they start calling you a racist and a misogynist. What's a misogynist?
Somebody who hates women.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, what is a xenophobe?
A xenophobe is somebody who hates foreigners.
Hates anybody different than themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
What's a Tracy?
Kind of mixed up.
words have power, and most people, we're hearing more and more words and more things out there that you've really never heard, and people are making up words as they go. And my problem is they're changing the definition of words.
Well, that's
that's how they do things.
Yes.
Because things just change, and I don't know who gets permission to change words.
I sat up one night, and I perused a late night show, and I saw nothing on that show except all the whole entire show
was hate Trump.
Was hate Trump.
Trump.
You know, and I was going back and forth, and it was different guests, and
it went from one hate Trump to another hate Trump. And everything goes back to the Trump hate.
Unbelievable.
Please explain to me how in the world that we can allow broadcast television, airwaves are supposed to be public airwaves.
Yeah.
I've been asking that, Tracy.
And we allowed them to privatize public airwaves. And we get mad when we talk about fake news. They get mad when they say that the news has been biased.
Mm-hmm.
We allow them to go on and do 24/7, I would call it satire news.
Mm-hmm.
No one called them out. No one tell anybody the truth. And everybody sit back and they do television show after television show after television show, whether it be talk radio, whether it be drama, and it all comes back to hate the president. And see, they try to blame this back on Barack Obama.
Well,
President Obama no one ever went after him as visceral as they have President Trump. Because if they had gone after President Obama the way they've gone after President Trump, we would have had a war.
The press wouldn't let them do it. The press is behind it. The progressives have hijacked the three major networks, and that's just the way it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody's paying attention
anymore.
Did you
say No. Because remember, the subconscious mind is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the conscious mind. And when you go into any type of you go into Marx, there's a television on.
Yep.
You go into other places, there are TVs on. Your waiting rooms have TVs. Your digital impact. We talk about digitizing stuff and how it subliminally goes into your mind on Facebook, social media. You're being indoctrinated with fake news and misinformation.
But what was every place you went in the book 1984? Every place you went, there was a telescreen.
Yeah.
A telescreen.
Yeah.
Television.
Yeah.
And it looked both directions.
But, you know,
which they do.
People get their news from different sources today. And I think the most telling thing for me was I was out with some friends last Saturday night for dinner. And I know that they are – one is semi-liberal, one is extremely liberal. And the conversation came – is something I don't discuss. I don't do politics with these guys. And the gentleman said, let's just talk about reparations. And all of a sudden, I knew who they're going to vote for a year from now because they hit a chord. They're paying attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And they started asking questions.
Unfortunately,
can I come to dinner with you guys next time? Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm probably the only black Republican or conservative that believes in that there should be some type of reparations for African Americans.
Tucker talked about this the other night on Tucker Carlson, and the thing is, how do you determine who, and how do you determine what, and how do you determine how?
Easy. You
okay,
determine ancestry, and you determine whether somebody was harmed by that. But see, here's the thing: slavery was bad enough. But
it was Jim Crow and
it was the sustained the way through the 1960s and 70s 80s and really now you know they're still finding people banks that will not loan to African American people and will loan to their white counterparts even when they have less credit.
I knew I shouldn't have brought the word up.
Well, I don't know why. You need to discuss it. You need to discuss it.
The point we were trying to make was people are paying attention. That makes a difference on the news.
But they paid attention to something that struck a nerve. And that's why it's important.
Because we went down the rabbit hole. Because let me say it this way. They brought it up. We don't discuss it. And we want
right.
If we don't discuss it, we hope it just goes away. And the problem is, we don't. And then we get mad. It's almost like health care, universal health care. We know that we have a problem, and yesterday I got into this argument, and I will talk about it when we come back. But I got into this conversation about the rights of Americans, that they should have the right to food, clothes, and shelter.
No.
That's what I said when we come back, food, okay. Clothes, and shelter. Mm-mm. And so that is a right because life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means food, clothes, and shelter. My question is, do you have the right just because you're born here? To have that right. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
What's wrong?
Come out my break.
We got something going on with our Mevo field.
I agree.
And come back in just that clean.
She didn't come up on there.
Yeah, we got it's not feeding or something. The Mevo. It's not.
Because I'm watching it.
Okay.
I'm watching you. You want to see?
No, I believe you.
Look.
Why would I?
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me about a second ago.
Okay, there you go.
That I can't. I couldn't do that.
So
sit there and watch that thing like you do.
Yours came.
Because the 2 seconds.
Yours came in and went out.
No, that wasn't 2 seconds ago because I just turned the screen over to you and looked back. People see everything.
And that's some kind of major thing. I didn't want to take it down, of course. But I'm not saying there's not much that you can do. But if the Indians got their own land and can own casinos and all these other things, there's nothing.
When we come back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take it down there because.
But even if you think about it, I'm with you, Jeff. Reparations is something that should be talked about.
It should be talked about to some degree. It doesn't have to be extreme, but it has to be something to even the economic gains that we lost because people purposely kept us out of economic markets. And we have to prove Black Wall Street, which they burned down. And down in Florida, the Rosewood, where they burned up that city of people as well.
Jeff, before next week, can you let South Carolina, Pianki, Sarge, can you guys let them know? Because I don't talk to them.
Yeah, I'll send them out some.
You guys send you guys out something, tell them the phone lines are up.
Okay.
We are good, and we want them back because I do miss them. At least it's coming to say hi.
Why the heck? This was working, and then it quit. So you're right. It must be my tablet.
Are you hooked to the internet, or are you trying to go through? We got 30 seconds before we're back.
I'm supposed to. As far as I know, I'm on our Wi-Fi here.
You're not close to Wi-Fi here, are you?
I have to be on Wi-Fi here because I don't have a. This isn't.
You need to refresh it because you might have been updated. And we got enough power to kill a course. You shouldn't have any lag time.
Well, it works for a few seconds and then quits. So I don't know what's going on.
We're back.
It was.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It is Testosterone Thursdays with a little bit of estrogen, and it just happened because the guys took over on Thursdays, and I let them do their show, and I came in and navigated it through, and
stepping
I didn't go away.
Stepping on our toes is what you're doing.
We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown, the Moran family, and call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Tell them that Tracy and Friends sent you. And that you want the windows that we have.
We need some me time, Tracy.
We can't open these windows, I don't think.
Yeah, they open.
We can.
You kind of need it today, right?
It's
a little stuffy in here.
I just don't know if they go back down.
Here's the headline on Breitbart. And
isn't Breitbart racist?
No, well, everything's racist that's not, you know, Politico.
Okay.
All right. Biden advisors consider Stacey Abrams as running mate out of the gate.
Who is?
Stacey Abrams.
Well, you know, Oprah Winfrey came in there and blessed her.
Yeah.
So she called her out the news. I remember that.
There's a reason why he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't win.
He can't win.
He's got 26% right now of the Democratic vote.
Right.
And everybody else is opposing him. They'll never go into his column.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll go to Sanders before they'll go to him.
Cooper.
So he needs to out-left the lefties. And he thinks by putting Stacey Abrams as his running mate now, he'll be able to overcome that old white guy.
But how far left can you go and win in the general? I mean, there ain't no way that
you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
That's good for us. I mean, I'm for it. You know, put this. She's got enough baggage to sink the Titanic.
Oh my God!
On.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, look at what's going on here. Jeff, when they do there's a song.
There's always a song.
I know.
Crazy.
There's a song, and it's a line dance.
Uh huh.
It says, "How low can you go?"
Yeah,
getting it down low.
How low
to the float?
So let me ask this: how left can you go before you go off the cliff?
I think they've already gone off.
They've already become Karl Marx.
Yeah,
they're already
because
there. They're already Karl Marx.
And do they not? Someone called me last night and said I've got to leave the Democrat Party.
Oh, is
he said I can't take it anymore. And I'm going, but it's not the party.
Yes, it is.
Let me finish my statement. It's not the party. It's America.
No.
And then let me finish my statement.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is because it's time for the Americans to come back and take their country back from left-wing rhinos. Left-wing rhinos and right-wing dinos. Because right now the country.
That's the opposite.
I know what I said.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying it that way is because we are so out of balance. Nothing is true. You can't put – Bernie is insane, and Biden's never been that left.
No, well, but they're in the same party.
But they're not even in the same room.
But they're in the same party, and guess what? If Bernie gets this nomination, you'll have Joe Biden out there stumping for him everywhere that he can get. And so you do not see there's a mindset going on. The Democrats support each other to the death. They do not care about one thing wrong with a person or not. Two things, 10 things. How many people complained about Bill Clinton? None.
Okay, let's go try this brick wall again. If I know that you're going down the road and there's a brick wall in front of you.
Yeah.
And you see the brick wall?
Yeah.
Are you going to go in the brick wall with me because I go up in the brick wall and crash into it?
They do. They did it once before. They did it with George McGovern. They lost every state but one the following election.
That government was with Nixon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was 72.
Yeah, when Nixon was off doing, you know, when Nixon was off doing his wackadoo stuff because he was paranoid about McGovern, all he had to do was nothing because nobody was going
to
vote for McGovern. Nobody voted for McGovern.
That was in 72, am I right?
Yeah.
Especially when he said he had mental illness.
Who said that?
This is his VP guy.
Who said that?
Oh, it was his VP?
It was VP guy that had his first VP. They just let him out of the mental hospital.
This is not the first historic crash?
No. McGovern.
I mean, this is really, really insane. Do you? I mean, I asked you earlier, what was the difference between a sociopath and a narcissist?
Well, a sociopath is. I mean, they're like two different categories. A sociopath is somebody who has no feeling of doing wrong. They're misfits in society, and there's no empathy. They're just nothing. They have no sense
no
of
conscience.
Right or wrong. No
and
conscience.
The other one is?
A narcissist is somebody who thinks a lot about themselves. They love themselves. That it's look at me. I'm the most important person on earth. And narcissism is the growing problem in the United States
so
right now.
Or is it sociopath?
Sociopath is a disease that causes people to do crime. I mean,
they have no emotion.
They have no
right.
emotion
so
about
can
it.
You, so can you tell me that the people that are actually leading the Democrat Party are not sociopaths because they're leading people
In a way, you're probably right.
In a way, they are because the ends justifies the means in their mind.
For them.
And so they can
and
kill everybody along the way. They will send everybody off a cliff.
So here we are. Two years ago, they're talking about DACA. Has anybody heard that word uttered through anything?
You haven't heard a word.
No, the president offered them DACA in exchange for border security, and they said no.
There's babies dying down on the border. They don't talk about that.
DACA is the dreamer.
These are ideologically driven people. They're agenda driven, and they will use anything to get what they want.
The end goal of the progressives, and it's not your next door neighbor, the Democrat. This is the National Democrats that are running the party.
Because we need to clarify that.
That's what I clarify.
Their whole entire agenda is control. They want to control every last man, woman, and child in this country
on the earth.
So are those the elite?
Yes, they want Karl Marx.
So they're the elite.
They want to control your health care. They want to control your money. They want to control your property. They want to control every aspect
of your life. What you drive,
what you eat. Is this not the new world order?
Yes, exactly what it is.
It is. It's the Fabian socialists.
Okay,
their two symbols are one is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And the other one, it's a stained glass window in their building in London. It shows a man standing with an anvil beating on the earth, reshaping the earth, reforging the earth.
You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is 8258?
8258.
What is South Carolina's name?
Yeah.
Williams.
Huh? Yeah, what?
Rajon.
You're wrong, yeah. Is that
Rajon, R-A-J-O-N.
R-U.
R-U-J-O-N.
R-U-J.
Yes, Williams.
Yeah.
What was the name of that word that you gave me the other day, and I've been trying to think of it all week long? I'm going to name my kid.
Chlamydian?
Huh?
My wife had a child named Chlamydia.
In her class.
Uh-huh. In her after school program. Yeah, mm-hmm. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Oh, that is Alizé.
Alizé.
Alizé. What was the name? It was the name of a fish.
Secret.
No, it was the name of a fish. It was the name of a.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, we were on the air the other day, and
I always thought,
and I meant to write it down.
I always thought Summer was kind of a weird name for a kid.
Well, I mean, that's kind of.
Summer's better than Chlamydia.
I'm sorry. Whisper.
You can get.
Summer's better than Whisper.
Secret.
What was that? Secret's better than Chlamydia.
And the mother was asked, why did you name him Secret?
What was that?
And they said, because.
Thank you.
When I had him, that was my secret.
Lord Jesus.
I said, what the? H-E-double-hockey
hey,
stick.
Hey, caller,
I'm going
to pull you up soon as we come back live. Huh? Pardon?
766. Hello.
Hey, how are you? I'm gonna come back from my break and I'll bring you up. Who's calling?
You don't know who this is?
I can't hear.
My voice doesn't sound familiar, Tracy.
Heard me?
It's an old friend, Eric from Warren.
Oh, Eric, hold on. I can't hear.
Okay.
Running in my ear that you can't hear.
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
actually heard if you've been on my site, lady, these idiots talking about.
Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm in studio with my friends, and these guys have been with me for a long time, and this is our core crew, and I love them so much. We fight off air as well as on air, but there's a love and a bond that comes through here that is unbelievable. And I've got a friend on the phone with me, and his name is Eric. And Eric has been with me for the last 6 or 7 years, and it's good to hear him back on the air. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tracy. Good to hear from you all. A6, A Mark, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
It is so good to hear the voices of us on the air again. Can it not? We finally did it.
Oh, finally.
I see. I'm glad. I miss
you
all.
You missed
me. Oh, yeah. My mornings weren't the same without you guys.
So
I wanted to ask you the question.
Sure.
How do you all feel about the new liberal trick to try to lower the voting age to 16? It's like, wow, you guys are really reaching now.
Six is a good idea.
Hey, if they want to make them full blown adults, go right ahead. That means they get to drink, smoke, get drafted,
and buy guns,
sign contracts, buy guns. You want to make them full-blown 16-year-old adults, we can do that. Because I got a problem with the way it is right now. When you turn 18, you can't drink, you can't smoke. You got to wait till you're 21 to buy a firearm, but you can join the Army, and they'll hand you a fully automatic M16.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, I'll say this. I have a problem with 16-year-olds voting.
Absolutely.
But I also have a problem with the lack of education that we don't even give the American electorate.
It's just so obvious why they're doing it, though, you know, because they know that most 16-year-olds are going to vote Democrat.
That's correct. But then I got a problem with them trying to move the Supreme Court number from 8 to 12 to 21.
Well, that's going to be a long time
coming.
Yeah,
those two things aren't – you're not going to get 35 states to agree to that.
No.
That just ain't going to happen.
We're becoming so polarized.
The country is becoming so polarized because the progressives and the Democrats have forgot how the country was set up at its founding, that all states are supposed to be equal.
Six, can I tell you something? They haven't forgotten. The problem is no one told them. We are the most ignorant, churchless electorate, I think, in the history of America.
Well,
you say that?
Yep.
Well, you know, at the founding of the country, the preachers were the driving force behind the revolution.
Again,
right. Yeah.
Again, we are the most godless, churchless generation, ignorant generation, I think, in the history of America.
And purposely done.
And if we don't shake the tree and wake people up so that they know that there is a brick wall in front of them, they're going to crash. And it's going to be hard.
Well, you talked about the following the brick wall, though. It's not the Democrats that's the problem. It's the people who don't know what they're doing that's the problem.
Do they not know what they're doing, or do they know what they're doing and they're doing it on purpose?
Well, no, the Democrats know what they're doing. I'm talking about that middle ground where people go out and get their news from 5-minute snippets at 6:30. They're the ones that are hearing the stuff on television and, you know, being told how rotten, you know, and unless you're, you know, you're for this, you're that, and you're the other thing.
But I shouldn't have to seek out the news and market. The problem is when I turn on a television, I should not have to watch TV and figure out if you're trying to screw me.
I'm trying
to find out the news. Can you somebody just tell me that red is red and blue is blue and yellow is yellow?
Not anymore.
But here's what. The Democrats are going to completely lose power because you can't keep calling over half of the country racists, bigots, homophobes, and expect to vote for you.
Hold on.
It's gotten to the point where
go ahead, Eric.
I was saying it's gotten to the point where conservatives are now the new liberals. You know, we're the free thinkers now.
Amen. That's right.
That's classic liberalism.
It's classical. We're classical liberals.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So where's the conservatives?
The conservatives are the classical liberals because of what we're trying to do. See, we're the only ones talking about keeping the country along some lines of sanity. See, there's no sanity. These people, on the left.
Yeah, these people, they're mislabeled. These people aren't liberals. They're socialists.
They're total socialists.
That's different.
The only free individual thinking seems to be on the right now.
Yeah. Well, this is true. It's the only place for freedom.
Good morning, South Carolina. How are you? Welcome back to Tracy and Friends. It's good to hear. It's good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. I tell you, you know, there's been a lot of things happening, but the thing that I'm seeing most, and just had a conversation about this morning, is, you know, conservatives get labeled these things, and the sad thing about it is the people actually believe the labels that they're putting on us. But then, you know, like this whole McCain thing, I remember when every liberal that I knew called John McCain the devil, but now all of a sudden, He's the best thing since sliced bread.
Horrible man.
It is absolutely nuts.
And
so I don't respect anybody like that. I can't.
John McCain in 2008, he was the nominee.
We remember.
My question is, we need to understand, how in the world does John McCain become the nominee for the Republican Party to be as liberal as he was? And is until he died. And now, all of a sudden, nobody realized that until after he was the nominee, when he was that way before. What were they trying to do leading up to his nomination? How did he become the nominee for the party? How did that happen?
We thought that
it was his turn.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, so we do turns now.
We always did turns.
But even if you're not a if you don't line up with my agenda, I get a turn?
You forgot who had the party before that happened. You had Bush 1 and you had Bill Clinton. So by the time it came around for John McCain, he was normalized. He was totally normal.
Bill Clinton.
He was a little more palatable to vote for than a Barack Obama, who, if you listened to anything he said, you knew he was going to be a rabid left-wing Lake Loon. But no. As Joe Biden say, he's so clean and articulate.
Yeah.
Clean and articulate.
Clean and articulate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like black people aren't clean or articulate.
And he got away with saying it too.
He's still getting away with it. That's why he's got 26% talking about help me raise some money.
He's the same man that told y'all they're gonna put y'all
back in chains.
And nobody said anything, right?
Nobody said a word.
So please tell me who, if the Republicans are the free thinkers and the Democrats are the socialists, who are the independents?
I believed Rush Limbaugh, who said there are no independents. They're just people who don't want to tell you what they think.
I agree.
That's how Trump got elected.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You know, well, nobody voted for Reagan either. I remember
That starts, I'm an independent. I'm above it. No, you're not. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly what you think. You just don't want to talk about it. And they hide behind the label.
And there are more and more people hiding behind, I don't want to talk about it, because when you come out and say, I told y'all I lost my man.
You might not have. I might have negotiated a settlement.
I lost my man because my dude left. What am I going to do?
Hey, you know. Some people say stuff wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Just relax.
You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
That sounds
really good. So South Carolina and Eric, what's new?
Everything's good. Everything's good here in South Carolina.
Because we're still broadcasting live, even though I've got stuff going on in my head. And hopefully next week we'll be able to tie Facebook to Blog Talk, because right now they're not tied. So will you be able to join us in South Carolina?
Oh yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
No problem whatsoever. I got a little bit of noise in the background, so I'm gonna mute it real quick.
How's your wife doing?
Oh, she's great. She's great. She's now an investigator. I'm not going to say which city. But everything is good. Everything is good, and we're getting ready to take a little vacation.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be going out of the country, Jamaica.
Thank you.
Gonna fly down to Jamaica for a birthday.
Oh, enjoy. Don't be smoking no.
Yeah.
Don't be smoking tobacco down there.
Nah, I ain't smoking no wacky weed.
Wacky weed. Able to go to work in America.
No. Yep, no ganja.
Don't smoke the tobacco in Jamaica.
Yep. Well, Tracy, I did an ancestry DNA.
I gotta come back up.
I got you.
Okay. Anybody find my dog? He's awfully quiet.
It's right here. He's.
You find my dog?
Yeah, he's
awfully
he's,
quiet.
He's like my dog. He, when people talk, he likes to sit and
enjoy.
He enjoys it. Yeah.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number is 516-595-8258. Get Mark 6. Jeff is missing in action, but he's around here somewhere. I only got a few minutes before we're done with the day, but I love you guys.
Can I talk about John McCain for a minute?
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about John McCain?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to say things about the dead that I'm going to have to go outside and put a bulletproof vest on?
No, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not going to say things about the dead.
Okay. You can say things about the
dead. Just because they're
dead
doesn't change the facts. The revelations that have come out over the last 10 days relating to how this Russian investigation started are deep, they're profound, they're pervasive, and John McCain played a big role in it. Now, I'm not for – I think Trump needs to move on with what he says, but the fact of the matter is what John McCain did to him, I can understand why Trump's doing, because McCain – I'm sorry, being a war hero doesn't give you a pass for something close to treason.
You know,
it doesn't
give
you a pass for being rude.
There's a whole lot of stuff in John McCain's past.
And he's covered it up.
He's not the war hero that everybody makes him out to be. Just ask the sailors on the forest fire.
And his first wife. But that's another story. You know, you look at how this dossier started. It started with Republicans, and then it was handed over to the Democrats. I believe John McCain was involved with this from the very beginning. And when he got that dossier, he knew exactly who wrote it. He knew exactly what was in it. He knew it was a lie. He leaked it to the press, and then he gave it to the FBI.
Mark, and I need for you to do me a favor.
What?
I need for you to tell people, give me a Cliff Note version of what you're talking about. So if people weren't paying attention to the dossier, tell them a little bit about what's happened here, because we're talking about things that happened in past, and not everybody's watching ongoing like they did.
Sure. Back when the campaign started in 2016, the Republican Party hired an organization to do opposition research.
And which we always do.
Yeah, which they always do. Opposition research is a legitimate campaign activity.
Right.
And when it looked like the goal was to get Trump. Well, when it looked like Trump was going to get the nomination, they said, we better stop this. And so rather than do it themselves, they handed it over to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, in turn,
you said the Republican Party started it, and
yes.
then they handed it over to the Democratic Party.
They handed it to do it, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then the Democratic Party kind of went on steroids. They wanted more than the Republican Party had got up, so they hired this organization called Fusion GPS to go do the opposition research, and a guy named Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele was a no-goodnik in every sense of the word. He was a former British intelligence officer, and he made up stories and put it into the dossier, and these were horrible stories, including President Trump hiring hookers to go urinate on the bed
so
that Barack Obama
That's where that came
in.
Okay. I need to know where that came from.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know where that came from.
And there's a whole lot. And he built this whole scenario based on Michael Cohen going to Prague to set this up.
who Michael Cohen had never been.
And Michael Cohen had never been to Prague.
Okay, and not only.
And here's the thing: the DNC paid for it, and you know who else helped pay for it?
Who?
The FBI. They had both hired him because the FBI was looking for ways to get at Trump. They didn't want him to get elected.
Right.
And so they joined forces. That dossier was the basis of the current Russian investigation. And it's a complete lie, and everybody knows it, including John McCain.
I'm done with the day. Wow. Because I want to know, when in the world does the Republican Party start passing out dossiers and authorization research to the enemy?
Bill,
I don't know. I was always taught in war you kept your dossiers close.
No.
And listen to Tracy and friends.
John McCain did.
AM 1440. It's been a great day. God bless you. Have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow. The Boy Scouts are coming in to hang out with me tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to them about that. And at least they're not bringing me cookies. We'll see you then. God bless you and have a good day. Thank you. Listen, if there's any time that you can give me any advice, I would greatly appreciate it. Because I'm good at this, but I'm new at this. If that makes any sense. South Carolina, I'll check you out tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'm hearing Cleveland.